Hebrews chapter 3 verse 14. For we have become partakers of Christ, if we hold fast the beginning of our assurance firm until the end. And we're focusing on the first half of that verse, for we have become partakers of Christ. As a Christian, we all want to live a life that will bring glory and honor to God. We want to live a life that is victorious over sin. You know, we want to obey God in all things, giving Him thanksgiving in all things. We want to enjoy our Lord Jesus Christ and have a sweet fellowship with Him always. But when we look at our lives, we miserably fail. So we determine to do better. But as we repeat our failure, the only thing that is so clear to us is that we cannot. We want to be triumphant over our sins, but so often we give in to the temptation even without much fight. We anguish over, but nothing seems to work. We pray, we read the Bible, and some of us even fast, but we do not see any fruit. So we hate ourselves, and we hate our sin, and yet we sin again. We know that there is abundant power in Jesus Christ, but we often wonder whether we truly believe it or not. And we feel our God's standard for our lives are too high when we read the Bible. He says, pray without ceasing. Love your enemies. Be holy, for I am holy. If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Even if we could fake it outwardly, we know in our hearts that what we do is not enough. In actuality, our hypocrisy is nauseating. This sin in us, our pride, our boasting, our greed, our envy, our lust, and list can go on and on forever. So the question to all ourselves is this: what can we do? Is it the lack of effort? Is the solution more effort? We want to cry out like Paul in Romans 7, wretched man that I am, who will set me free from the body of this death? But there in Romans 7, Paul says that as a representative of the sinners who are under the law. We are Christians. And that means that we have been set free from the body of death. And of course, by Jesus Christ. But the Bible teaches us that we must sanctify more and more. Because our salvation not only includes justification, but also sanctification and glorification. We must die more to sin and live more to righteousness. In other words, we must be more and more like our Lord Jesus Christ. We must witness more and more how we participate in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is our already accomplished spiritual reality that we are the partakers of Christ. This is what our passage says today, that we have become partakers of Christ. We must believe. For the Bible teaches us that even our sanctification is by faith. And this is our problem. Because just putting more effort to obey more, that's not Christianity. That's how the world does it. They try their best to do certain things, certain way. But that is not what the Bible is teaching us. Does that mean that our effort is not necessary? No, we must do our best. But that alone is never Christianity. See, Jesus' death and His life, His resurrection, His ascension is our death, our life, and our resurrection and our ascension. We must believe the reality of our participation in His life. We are the partakers of Christ. His victory and His obedience are our victory and our obedience. And people just don't believe. Do you believe that His victory is mine? No, they want to do something on their own. So that when they could say, I'm victorious, that somehow is because of what they have done. Can you just simply say, His victory is mine? Even though I fail every single time, that's how I look at myself. And yet, I am victorious because His victory is mine. Can you simply accept that? Believe it. Even Christians don't believe it. We are not, I repeat, we are not saying that our effort is useless. But we do not and cannot obey God through our effort alone. And we participate. This is the biblical language. That we participate in Jesus' life of perfect obedience. He obeyed perfectly. And Christians participate in His perfect obedience. Otherwise, we will never be able to obey God perfectly. In union with Christ, we participate in His life of obedience. We live by that faith. And even our effort must flow out of that faith. You have that faith and the effort must come out from that faith. Otherwise, your effort is useless. God says, without faith, everything is sin. Even that effort without faith is sin. We are partakers of Christ. His death is my death. To believe that He died for my sin is to believe also that I die with Him. When you look at His cross, do you understand that you have died with Him? That His death is my death. The reality of His death is my reality. I have also died. I am united in His death. I participate in His death. Galatians chapter 2 verse 28. I have been crucified with Christ, Paul says. Jesus Christ identifies with us on the cross. Even though He never sinned, He dies on the cross as a sinner because He is bearing our sins. You could see how He identifies with us and we must identify with Him. John chapter 3 verse 14, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, Even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. He was talking about the death on the cross. Why were the Israelites must look at the serpent to live? You know, they have to look at the serpent, and as soon as they look at the serpent, then they live. But why the serpent? They must see themselves in the serpent. They must see that they are the sinners who truly deserve the eternal death. By looking at serpent, to identify with that, you are confessing that you are a sinner. And these Israelites, all they had to do is look, but they refused to look. And they die. Picture that. They refuse. And they die. They rather die because they don't want to confess that they are the sinner. That's how the world is out there. They hate it when you call them sinners who deserve to die forever in hell. They rather die and go to hell than actually confess their sins. Jesus died on the cross, and I died with him. I also died. And when I say that I died, it means that many things. It means that first, I died to sin. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24a, and he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sin and to live to righteousness. Do you believe it, that you died to sin? I don't think many of us do believe it. I mean, truly believe it. Not just your head knowledge, but go home and go into an empty room and close that door and really think about this. Do I believe that I have died to sin? Not that many Christians believe it. But that's what the Bible is teaching. I am a partaker in Christ. When he died on the cross, I have died. I died to sin. It also means that I died to the law. Romans chapter 7, verse 4a, therefore, my brethren, you also were made to die to the law through the body of Christ. This also means that I have died to this world. Galatians chapter 6, verse 14b, the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. Do you really believe that you have died to this world? That this world and you have no relationship whatsoever? Do you really believe this? It also means that I have died to my old self. My old self. That young Kim, without Christ, he died. So no longer young Kim without Christ exists. When you're talking about young Kim, you cannot talk about me apart from Christ. No more. Forever. Because that young Kim died. Do you believe that your old self has died with Christ? Romans chapter 6, verse 6, knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin. This is what is true of us in Jesus Christ. We are the partakers of Christ. His resurrection is my resurrection, our resurrection. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5 and 6, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Do you believe that God has set you in the heavenly places? That in spiritual reality, the air that you breathe is air of heaven. Do you believe it? Or just because you don't see it, you refuse to believe what the Bible is telling you? You know, I would not ask the world to believe this, because they can't and they will never believe. But I'm asking you, Christians, do you believe it? Because sanctification is by faith. You must believe. Jesus' resurrected life is now my life. My Lord lives in me now. Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And don't think it in a deep sense. Just what it says. That Jesus now lives in me. That my life, it is like my life is an extension of his life. He lives through me. Do you believe it? Or is just good saying, just like any good sayings out there, you take these Bible verses and think of it as that's a good saying. Or is that the truth? Is that the reality? Do you actually believe this? Because if you truly believe that Jesus lives through me, that he lives in me, oh, there's so many things you will not do. Either at the time of you doing that dumb thing that you forget, or you determined to forget, or you don't even think about, because once you believe it, I don't think you'll do it. Faith dominates me. The world understands in the opposite way. They think that they dominate what they believe. But in Christianity, faith dominates me. We are united to our Lord Jesus Christ in every way. This means that we cannot be separated from him. God the Father who received Jesus Christ cannot reject us who are united to Jesus Christ. But I am weak, I am deficient and insufficient, I sin. There is nothing that I do well enough. But we must believe that until we go to heaven, God the Father receives us in Christ, only because we are united to Christ. Yes, we cannot do anything apart from Christ. And do you actually believe that statement when Jesus says that? Or you think, oh, wait a minute, there's a lot of things I could do. What do you mean I cannot do anything? Well, John chapter 15 verse 5b, for apart from me, you can do nothing. This is what Jesus says. Do you actually believe this? Because if you don't believe it, then you're going to do on your own to do so many things out there, and you're going to fail. We must believe how we are united to Christ in all things. Everything that he has done, he did all that in union with us. Thus, it is as if we have done them ourselves. Many believe that if we teach this, then people will become more lazy. But the Bible is very clear. We are sanctified by faith. Our faith in his word. You know, here is the example that I give you so many times. You heard it so many times. You go, that example. But one more time. Matthew 5, verse 14. You are the light of the world. Bible says you are the light of the world. It says that you are the light of the world. It does not say that you do your best to be the light of the world. We do not become the light of the world by doing this or doing that. No. We participate in Jesus being the light of the world. He is the light of the world. And because we are united to Him, we are the light of the world. It's not that you gotta do this or that to be the light of the world. You are the light of the world. That's what the Bible is teaching. But the world will teach you, go out and do this or do that and do your best to be the light of the world. You know, I tested some people long ago. I asked, do you know that verse that says, go be the light of the world? And they go, yeah. I say, show me, where is that verse, be the light of the world? There is none. No, Bible says you are the light of the world. Jesus made you already the light of the world. And Jesus is the light of the world so that you are, because you participate in Him being the light of the world. Brothers and sisters, this is very, very important. This reality is that our Lord Jesus has already accomplished for us. If you fail to live as the light of the world, as we do so often, then because of your failure, are you ceased to be the light of the world? Even when I sin, I am still light of the world in Jesus Christ. I never cease to be the light of the world. Never. Because me being light of the world had nothing to do with what I have done. It's all Jesus Christ. Long as He remains the same, I am the light of the world forever. Yes, we must do our best showing that we are the light of the world, but even that effort to do our best must come from our faith that we are the light of the world. His ascension is our ascension. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6, and raised us up with Him and seated us with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We must believe this. Thus the life of heaven is our life. Do you believe that you belong to heaven and you are seated in heavenly places? I don't feel like it. I didn't ask you if you feel like it. Do you believe? God has already seated us in the heavenly places. This is why God commands us in Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 through 3. Therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth, for you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. You have been seated with Christ in heavenly places. Thus set your mind on the things above. God does not say to you to set your mind on the things above so that you could be seated in the heavenly places. So many people take it that way, that God is telling us to set your mind on the heavenly things so that you will be seated in heavenly places. No, you are already seated in heavenly places. That is why you are to set your mind on the heavenly things, because that's where you are. Through His commands, God is telling us to witness the reality of our eternal salvation, to witness what He has done and what He has accomplished for us. We must do this by our faith.
Just a little bit to go. Yeah.
Hebrews 13, verse 21. Let me give you some verses that will give you hope. Our Lord, He's praying, would equip you in every good thing to do His will, working in us that which is pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. We must believe that God. We must believe that God will do this. And we must believe that God has already done this. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8, and God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that always having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every good deed. You must believe what God tells us. This is how you are, that you already have everything. God has given us all that is needed to live this life. Hebrews 13, verse 5, God says, I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you. Do not trust your feelings. Trust the Word of God. You know, sometimes you feel like God left you. Sometimes you feel like God is so far away. But God says, I will never leave you, never desert you. So even if you feel He's far away, you say, no, Bible says He's not. It's not about how you feel. It seems like that's how they take the world these days. You know, the world takes truth. If I feel it's like truth, then it is truth. No. Really doesn't matter whether you believe or not. Truth is truth. Even if you don't believe, truth is truth. What does the Bible say? God will never leave you, never forsake you. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. Believe it. Are we saying as long as you believe, it is okay to sin as much as your sinful heart desires? No, Romans chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin so that grace may increase? May never be. How shall we who died to sin still live in it? So if you believe that you have died to sin, then how can you continue to live in it? It's because you don't believe it. Oh, you might say, young, I do believe. No, go home and truly ask yourself, do you really believe? Your effort not to sin must come from your faith that you have died to sin in Jesus Christ. God's commandment to us are His will for us. God's commandment to us are His will for us. You remember how I said that what He demands is too much? In the beginning I said that. It seemed like His standard is so high, but we are so happy that it is so high. Because His commandment is His will for us. That's how we are going to be. That is how we are even now in Christ. So more higher, better for us, because that's who I am and who I will be forever. It's like God, let there be light, and there's light. And He tells me, be holy. I will be holy. Who could resist His command? Ultimately, that's how I am going to be. Every command that God gave to me, everything that He says to be, I will be. Ultimately, that's how I will be. I will be. Do you understand? Look at the first creation. Let there be light. Light will be there. And when God says to be holy, I will be holy. And I am already holy in Christ. Let me end with this verse. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4. For by these He has granted us His precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped and corruption that is in the world by lust. We will become partakers of the divine nature, which means we have already become partakers of divine nature in Jesus Christ. And ultimately, that's how we are going to be. This is why, you know, because of Christ, all these commandments used to give Christians heartaches and fear. They say, oh, how can I obey this? How can I be like that? But because of Christ, now it gives us joy. Because that's exactly how I'm going to be in Jesus Christ. Do you understand? That's why even the law tastes so sweet. That's what David confesses, that his word is so sweet, like honeycomb. And you feel, oh, David, in the Old Testament time, he understood. And I pray that all of you will understand and believe. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and your love that you pour out to us. We thank you for your method of making us more like your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you that it is by faith. Because if it is by works, we just don't have what it takes to do those things. But because you give us faith, we are able to believe. Like Paul says at the end of his life, he could have said a lot of things, but he said, I kept my faith. Oh, Father, thank you that that is our life. Keeping faith in Jesus Christ. We thank you and we pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.